Retail sales climbed in November, according to business executives responding to the Texas Retail Outlook Survey executed by the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas. The report indicates inventories increased at a slower pace than last month. Labor market measures indicated slower retail employment growth and slightly longer work weeks, and retailers' perceptions of broader economic conditions reflected more optimism in November. There is little surprise that increased competition has raised price pressures on retailers too, but oddly, at a time of record employment in Texas, the report indicated wage pressures eased this month. One thing I'm oft reminded of is that broad trends do not ensure the specific, meaning that while overall things are doing well, many specific businesses may not be enjoying robust positive performance. When the general market is growing locally, but one's own business is suffering, it is always time for arm's length and dispassionate evaluation. Sadly, this doesn't get done in most cases until it's too late for a business to survive. In Texas, due to the sales tax method of funding government, a robust retail economy helps both the private and public sectors, and for many retailers, the last quarter of the year is when they make all of the profit that funds the other three. This Christmas season, I encourage you to get out and spend only what you can afford, but spend it with our sponsors, advertisers, and other businesses that make our local economies work. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.